Good to see you again. I hope that you are feeling ready for this great weekend.
Yeah, I think we're sitting pretty well on being ready.
So. Good. Official title. It's not Fair Girl. What is your official title?
4-H Youth Educator.
And so it's a year-round thing for you. I mean, the fair is just what you're doing now. What else do you do in that position?
Yeah, so all year long, we do programs throughout the community. I do programs with the 4-H kids. 4-H'ers meet within their clubs all year round, and they can do their demonstrations, community service projects, things like that. So yeah, we go all year round. It's not just the county fair.
And your favorite color is totally green.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It has to be. Remind me, because we only talk, it seems like, once a year. Where are you from?
I'm from here.
You're a Yankton girl. Okay.
Sure am.
Did you grow up going to the Yankton County Fair?
I did. So when I grew up, it was called Achievement Days. We switched it to the county fair to feel more inviting. But yeah, 10 years I was involved with the program, and I came back to work for it.
Yeah, it's coming back to me now. Some of this is coming back to me. Favorite animal?
Cow.
Cows.
Definitely cows.
Good. And let's go right to the cow show. I know you don't call it the cow. Call it the beef show, right?
Beef show, yep.
The cow show. And I grew up in a small town with county fairs, so I know better. But that's Friday night. Let's look at the whole schedule. Tell me from Friday morning through Saturday night what we can expect.
Yeah, so Friday, August 1st, we have all of our livestock shows that day. We start out 8:30 in the morning with the swine show, which is followed by the goat and sheep show. And then our poultry show starts at 9 a.m. And then our rabbit and companion animal show follows right after the poultry show. And our beef show is at 7 p.m. that night. So those are all of our livestock shows. Some fun things that we have going on for kiddos are a kids tractor pedal pole.
I think those are fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
They hit that wall and just the faces that they make, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not literally hit the wall, but.
Right. Okay. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
The library's coming out, and they're going to do an activity with the kids in the afternoon. We'll have some face painting, and our vendor fair again this year goes Friday and Saturday. And then our 4-H supper is at 5 o'clock that night, and we have the Yankton Thrive that comes every year, and they give out free ice cream, so kind of your dessert for supper. And then following all that, and kind of the same time as the beef show, they're doing bingo this year.
Ooh. What could someone walk away with if they were a big winner in bingo?
Cash prizes.
Everybody loves cash.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then another full day Saturday?
Yep, another full day. So we start with our round robin showmanship, and just a little bit about that. That's kids from the previous day when they showed in showmanship in their species. They get to come back. If they got grand or reserve, they get to come back. It's kind of an overall showman competition. So it's a pretty big deal for the kids. We have our pancake feed at 8 a.m. And then we've got like the Yankton Optimist train is coming back again. A past 4-H'er, Mackenzie Steinbrecher, she is bringing her little pony Bugaboo and their cart. And she can take 1 to 2 kids on the cart and they go around the horse arena. So it was a little fun cart and pony ride there. Yankton Area Arts will be coming to do a craft with kids. We'll have the National Park Mobile Ranger Station again. The Fantastic Foam Show. Now, last year we had a bubble show. Same guy coming back, and he's going to do a foam show this year. So not really sure what to expect, but he was super fun last year.
Everybody should go home very clean.
Yeah.
I guess.
And because later on we'll have bubble stations also. He brings those out. So there's, I suppose, 10, 12 bubble stations set up, and kids can just have fun outside with bubbles. And we have face painting and our barnyard carnival on Saturday as well.
Well, that's a lot of stuff. We better let people know where it is. I think most people know, but just in case they don't.
Yeah, it is down at the Pine Acres 4-H grounds. It is 905 Whiting Drive.
Attendance-wise, is this an event that's growing? Would you like to see more people take advantage of this?
We sure would like to see more people. It's always open to the public. We want to invite everyone down. Come see what the kids have been working on all year round. They put in a lot of hard work and hours into their projects, so we'd love to see more people come and support the 4-H'ers.
Going and seeing animals is a healthy thing to do. I don't know. I just love the animals, and these kids are working hard, like you said, too, all year round.
Yep.
All right. It's the Yankton County Fair. It's this Friday and Saturday. Ooh, let me give you a quiz. I know you'll answer this. I'll bet my life savings you can answer this. Remind people what the 4-H's stand for.
4-H's are head, heart, hands, and health.
That's something you'll never forget.
Nope, never.
Anything else you want people to know about this event, or where can they go to see some information on the times of these things you mentioned?
Yeah, they can go to the Yankton County Fair page on Facebook. We also have a silent auction going on. The baskets will be visible, but you can go to Yankton County 4-H on Facebook, and that is where the bidding is taking place.
I am going to do that. I love a good silent auction. So I'm sure in your heart, Yankton County Fair is number one. Do you get a chance to visit any other county fairs around here?
I have been to Clay County Fairs and Turner Counties. Other than that, no, sadly, I don't. I really wish I had the time because I would like to see other fairs.
Yeah, it's nice to go to someone else's fair too. So we help people from other areas come over to Yankton. And it looks like it's going to be great weather.
It will be. I'm excited for that.
Good. Katie Doty from Yankton County Fair, thanks for the visit and have another great year.
Thank you for having me.